Hello, my name is Chip Lang. You are listening to Total EM. Well, 2017 is down and now we're in 2018. 2017 has been a pretty good year for the podcast, but we do always look forward ahead. And what we're going to talk about today is basically an after action review as a nice way of summarizing what we've done in 2017 and what we plan to do ahead. But first, before we get into that, a couple of quick housekeeping things. Very first thing I want to do is I want to make sure to thank everyone for listening to this podcast, because without you all listening and without you all visiting the blog site and everything, this wouldn't exist. And we have been very grateful as far as the many things have come our way, the many great opportunities, which we'll talk about as well. And I can't list them all, but I just want to simply say thank you. The next thing is we are doing more teaching opportunities. In fact, we're going to have some stuff coming up as early as January, and a lot of it is in ultrasound. It's not only ultrasound. I also teach other things, including just, you know, whatever stuff, especially for rural and remote settings. If you are interested in any classes being taught by me, you want me to come for grand rounds, you want me to do, well, any type of teaching, just let me know, because it's filling up fast. And so I want to make sure that people who want me to come to their places or want me to do something with them, I need to know early. That way we make sure we can fit you in. The other thing I want to talk about too is ultrasound specifically, because we are becoming more and more used for ultrasound, which I don't mind a bit. I love ultrasound and I would love to start teaching more of that stuff. And we're actually working with some groups where maybe that can be a possibility even more in the future. So if you also need an ultrasound instructor, because maybe you're starting up a new program or you want to start one, just, again, shoot me an email, just like any of this stuff, to let me know so we can talk about what we can do and how to make this possible so that way you can get an ultrasound program or we can teach your people. So without further ado on any of those types of things, just let me know, because, again, this is early in the year and this is when we start figuring out what we're going to do over the next, you know, 12 months or so, or even longer. So please, 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 if you're interested, don't wait long, because I may not be able to get that done. All right, let's get to the actual proper podcast now. So what we're going to do is to summarize this year. I want to do what's called an after action review, which you all have probably heard of in some form or fashion. A lot of times it's used as debrief in medicine, but a lot of military and paramilitary groups tend to call an after action review. It's a lot of the same stuff, but we're going to talk about a couple of the key differences. There's also this new thing called a hot offload that Ashley Liebig on ERCast talked about, and we're going to include those in the show notes as well, specifically the link to that podcast, because you really need to listen to it. But just for a couple of quick details and to summarize the hot offload, it's specifically for the critical events with negative outcomes. So, for example, the pediatric arrest. These are almost never good things. You know, if we get lucky and everything works out and we're able to resuscitate the child, that's awesome. But a lot of times, just like any resuscitation, this is a high risk for basically not being able to get the goal that we want. And when this happens, it's very important that we quickly offload the information, get the facts out there on what happened. And this starts out with just basically talking about the sensations that you felt. So what you saw, what you heard, you tasted, you felt, you smelled, all those types of things. Get that out there. And this helps reaffirm the memories and explore potentially false thought process as well. The other things is you want to address the feelings of guilt that can be discussed within the confines of those who were there. This is really not a time to go over the woulda, coulda, shoulda type of events. That's more appropriate for an after-action review, because we're not trying to point anything or try and figure out what specifically happened as far as causes. More, this is a reality check and just making sure that everyone's ready to move forward. For some people, they may need to take the rest of the day off, or they may need to go and get some help, whatever the case may be. But this quick hot offload is something that is being discussed more, and I think it's really something to look into, even if it is just for those critical events with negative outcomes. Now, the more traditional after action review, the one we're going to talk about here more, focuses on three main components. The first is results, the second is learning, and then the third is changes. So the first part is seeing that if what you desired to have happen was actually achieved. For example, were you able to do the intubation in a timely manner? Was it a safe intubation? That would be one concept of that. the next part is then learning from that. If you had known beforehand that this patient could have gone hypotensive on you, would you have still done it that way? So if they went into a peri-arrest situation during the peri-intubation period, would you have actually done that, or would you have done some things differently, like resuscitated that patient more, whatever the case may be? That's when you learned from what happened and trying to decide if you would have changed things based on that, which we kind of get more in a second. But basically, you're looking through and learning that, why did you make those decisions? And if you knew from those decisions what would have happened, would that lead to such changes? Which leads to the final part, is seeing what you can change in the future, what you can modify to make this more effective and go with those goals. So maybe for that arrest during the peri-intubation period, maybe it's, well, we'll have push dose pressors ready, or we'll make sure we obtain these minimum vital signs to reassure that our intubation is going to be safer. Now let's talk about that in the context of the past year. So we've had a very successful past year. Just to name a few things, we've been able to attend certain conferences and given talks to multiple groups. We've even had our first sponsor. As a result of that, we've significantly grown with members listening and reading what we have to say. And we've had some amazing guests. In fact, all of our guests have been great, but we've had so much of an impact and we've grown so much that it has definitely been something that we've been wanting to achieve. However, we've had some issues come up. We've had to move our recording studio several times, and we really do need some better equipment and a better setup to be more efficient. Right now, a podcast, even a short one like this, could take me several hours from start to finish to produce, which is not uncommon, but really with better equipment, it's a lot quicker than that. And so that's something that we're working on. Had we known we'd be this successful, we probably would have devoted resources early to get the better things. So like after going to the podcasting course, we got a better microphone. That's what you're listening to now. We also know how to soundproof rooms. I don't have that yet right now, but that's what I'm working on. Also know I need a better laptop because I need something basically from this decade and something that halfway works. This was a hand-me-down laptop and I need to get better at that. But those are the types of things that we know are things that we need to learn from and to start the changes. So with knowing all that sort of stuff, we're working on making some major changes as far as also getting new equipment for editing and new software to do all this stuff too. And we're hoping that with this time, we're going to build with some organizations. I can't really give a lot of details yet because it's so early, but basically we're looking at new sponsorship and new groups that we're going to work with to offer even more content and get things out there for you all. All right, so that was a quick version of the after-action review. Really, again, I want to make sure that everyone enjoys the content we give. So one of the other things I would like to ask for, and I try not to ask for this a lot, I just do this as a quick friendly reminder, but really share this. Share this as much as possible because this helps us out too. And one of the things that you can do, if you're listening to this on iTunes especially, is give us a 5-star review. Also, in addition to that 5-star review, actually write something. Now, if you don't feel like we're ready for that 5-star review, I totally understand. Message me. Let me know. Because I want to make sure that we get the content that's best out for everyone. And again, just as one more friendly reminder, if you want me to speak or if you have something that you want me to specifically cover, please let me know. The sooner you tell me, the better, because we're already backed up for some events and I want to make sure that we can get everything worked out so we can do all this stuff for you guys, because this is wonderful and this is a great experience and this is one of the great things that came out of 2017 for me. So I just really hope that we can all be on the same page for that. But enough with that for now. Until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.